It seems tyranny is rising. How does this fit in with the prophesied biblical scenario?
They're using the COVID pandemic to get even us non-socialists used to having the government take care of our every need.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan visits with Pastor Billy Crone. Those who are warning of a rush to global government are called conspiracy theorists. Right now, there is much stage setting happening. And the question is, how much will God allow the church to see before taking her home to heaven? Here is today's programming.
You got to do the second thing. And unfortunately, that's worked all too well. And that is simply this: the mindset is in place. Now, the whole time while they're doing this, they got to get rid of national sovereignty, not just around the world, but certainly in the United States. They got to get rid of this think local. They want you to think global. They're brainwashing people. They don't want you to be patriotic. They don't want you to, I'm American, you know, and whatever the rest of you guys do that's on. No, they have to get rid of that. And so at the same time, they've been building this machinery and all these treaties. They've hijacked the media, taken that over, and the school system. And man, they are brainwashing people to go along with this, to where, listen, they are getting people, whole new generations, as Nathan brought out last night, from the millennials on down, that they like this system. In fact, this is their phrase that they use, the Great Reset, where they are conditioning people right now, brainwashing them, that, listen, they are going to control every aspect of our lives. In fact, one of their monikers is this, that they will own everything, okay? You'll own nothing, but you'll be happy about it. I won't. Like, we're going to see in our school system and the media, folks, the average Joe, millennial on down, they think this is fantastic, right? And they could give a rip about national sovereignty, okay? But this is their thing. This is what they want to do. You'll own nothing and be happy, right? You got to be kidding me. And it's not just owning things. This is what these guys want to do. They want to literally dictate everything we do. Where we get to live, how we get to live, who we get to marry, how many kids we can have, what education. The elites are going to control everything. They're going to create this wonderful control utopia, and we're going to be happy. No. No, we're not, okay? It's the Antichrist kingdom.
Well, glad you could join me today for Understanding the Times Radio. I played that little tease of my guest, Pastor Billy Crone, because I felt it was probably going to set the stage about as well as anything else. I want to make a few comments as we get going here, because I'm airing what could be considered to be part two of a theme concerning the Great Reset. It is the issue of the 21st century. It has blossomed since the pandemic. The Great Reset is literally on the horizon. Phases of it are being implemented as I speak. I discussed the topic last week with Pastor Brandon Holthouse in part one. And today I have on the line from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas. And we recently had an Understanding the Times evening with Pastor Crone here in Minneapolis. We live streamed it to the world, of course. I'm going to play some clips of that, and you can find that video in its entirety on the video page of our website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to video, olivetreeviews.org. You can find it on our YouTube channel. You can find it on markhenryministries.com. Additionally, Pastor Crone is just off of his Great Reset Conference, which was a two-day event at his church, Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas. Other speakers were Brandon Holthouse, Don Perkins, Nathan Jones, and Tim Moore of Lamb Lion Ministries. So my guests and I have stated on this program for a year that the reset is the system of the Antichrist. It's that simple. The church is seeing the formation of it. How much of this new system will the church ultimately see? Personally, I don't think much more. I think the church is about to be whisked away to heaven in what the Bible calls the rapture. And I'm going to be extremely blunt this hour and state that to me it is crystal clear that the pandemic has set the stage for the reset, and that was the goal and the intention of Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum. You've heard me talk about this now for a year, certainly several times a month, that there is a conditioning going on. It's not the purpose of this hour, by the way, to promote or put down the COVID vaccine, though I am convinced, as is my guest, that it is a part of the globalist plan to unite the world. It's the crisis that they couldn't let go to waste. That is the whole COVID experience. Pastor Billy Crone, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
Just a heads up here to you, Pastor Crone, and others, and I'm drawing some of my thoughts, questions, and comments from your Reset Conference, Billy Crone, from a month ago, and from the evening we spent with you here in Minneapolis. That would have been mid-October. So I'm going to be playing a couple of clips from both of those events. Let me just start out by saying this, because I've heard you make the statement, and I think you need to back it up for my audience. You state that the World Economic Forum made its plans known back in 2018. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, they made their plans and announced actually what they were doing back in 2018 in New York. And they had met together with other folks, including the people that are pro the Great Reset, including people like Bill Gates and others. And they admitted that they were going to use a crisis, specifically COVID, and that this is going to help usher in their Great Reset. And then sure enough, after that meeting that they had, you can still go online and look at it. They even share pictures with COVID fuzzy little balls and things of that nature. And so again, it's all out there. These people tell you what they're going to do. And that's why the word is appropriate. It's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. And they planned that this was going to be used, and this is their own words. There's no conspiracy theory here. This was their plan to usher in their desire they call the Great Reset. Now, the Great Reset, just translate it biblically for what it is. It's the rise of the Antichrist kingdom, because it isn't just an economic reset. It's a reset that's going to produce a, yes, one-world economy that's going to lead to a cashless society, ultimately where they want to, Klaus Schwab's words, merge the biological with the digital. You're going to get microchipped, connect you to the system, but not just economically, but also they want a one-world government, and they're pitching it together with all religions coming together. And if we allow these elites to do this, it's going to bring peace and harmony to the planet
right. And
this religious utopia. And again, you look at all that, which is all in print and on video from these guys, then you read the Bible and you're going, oh, that was prophesied 2,000 years ago.
Right.
It's the Antichrist kingdom in the seven-year tribulation.
So how convenient that along the way here over the last 20, 30, even 40 years, I mean, we have a World Bank, we have a World Trade Organization, we have an International Monetary Fund, not to mention the United Nations, that's going back 1945. So this has been in the planning, stage setting here for 60, 70 years, really. And probably if we looked at it real carefully, it would go back easily to the late 1700s, 1800s, the late 1800s, with the rise of the prominent empires such as the Rothschilds and the various banking industries.
Oh, yeah, this is a long-term plan that they've had. Yeah. In fact, if you do the research on some of the ones that you're talking about, Jen, the late 1700s, 1800s, they realized, and this is in print with their writings, that they themselves probably would never see the fulfillment of this, but they were going to get this kick-started for future generations. All this has been in long play. I'll just give you a quick synopsis of this. And again, it's not just a one-world economy. Like you had mentioned, Jan, they already have a World Bank. They already have a universal money exchanger.
Mm-hmm.
They're already conditioning us to a cashless society. They're already conditioning people to get some sort of biometric implant, and people are warming up to that, to connect you to the system. It's not just a one-world economy. It's a one-world government as well. I had mentioned it at the meeting we had there with Pastor Mark. You go back as far as 1913.
Right.
You had the League of Nations. 1919, you had the Council on Foreign Relations. And then that got them a little ways, but it didn't get as far as they wanted. You had the First World War, which was a watershed moment. Then you had the Second World War, not too long after the first one. And then people started to warm up like, man, we can't keep doing this. It's going to destroy the planet. And then in 1948, they got a world constitution that was drafted by the World Council. And then in the 50s, they developed a diagram for a constitution of Federation of Earth. And then in the 60s forward, you start hearing this phrase, starting with Richard Nixon, we need a, quote, new world order. And then Rockefeller calls for it the next year in 68. Then the education system and even our own country starts calling for a new world order. Russia, back in the 80s, Mikhail Gorbachev starts calling for a new world order. 1990, George Bush Sr., you could still see
That's
him
right.
on tape saying a new world order.
Right.
And he even admits it that we've worked so long for. And then throughout the 90s, you see Bill Clinton, he called for a new world order. And George Bush Jr. calls for a new world order. Of course, Barack Obama was all in on that. So for a long time, you see these people having in place step by step, decade after decade. But they're missing one thing, Jen. See, they got the infrastructure, including the economic infrastructure. They got the global background, including not just the United Nations, but they have a World Criminal Court, the International Court. Again, these are on global basis that are punishing people who don't obey this system. But you need a crisis. And dare I say, you had a crisis with World War I that got you a little ways. You got a crisis with World War II that got you even further. But then the next big crisis that they really showed their hand, in my opinion, was the economic crash of 2008. And these guys were wanting, and I remember on record, they were wanting to use that to establish this global order. And they were calling for, we need a one-world economy. We can't let this happen again. We need to have a one-world government. Well, it didn't get them as far as they wanted. It got them a little further. That was 2008. They got a lot of mileage out of that. And so guess what? We went from the 2008 economic crash to COVID. Mm-hmm. And COVID is the latest one. As I mentioned with Pastor Mark, I think these guys are pleasantly, unfortunately, surprised at the reaction of people, even here in America, to go along with this, that people are rolling over, not fighting against it. And they're all in.
I want to go back to that evening, and that would be back when we did our Understanding the Times evening event. And I want to play a short clip from that. That would have been with Pastor Mark Henry, myself, and Pastor Billy Crone as our special guests. We spent 2 hours that evening. Again, it's all posted to our website, to YouTube, and to MarkHenryMinistries.com. Here's just 4 minutes of the evening, and then I want to come back and talk about a couple of the bullet points that we're talking about here.
Pastor Crone, when all of this hit in March of 2020, you're almost three-fourths ago now, did you think that a year and many months later we would be where we are tonight? And I'm speaking now from a government oversight and overreach perspective, because I think that's the key. Is there some government overreach that is preparing the way for something that's pretty disturbing?
I think originally, I think like with most of us, when it first happened, everybody was in shell shock mode. And I think we reacted, frankly, the way that they wanted us to react, and that was do comply, do what they say, go hide in your house and wait till us tell us when it's safe. And that's when they said, oh, it's only going to be for a little bit of time, but that just kept going on and on. And then I think what happened, at least those who understand not only Bible prophecy, but certainly the Constitution or Bill of Rights that's based on biblical principles, you're going, wait a second, I smell a rat here. So after about a month, at least us as a church, we begin to say something doesn't smell right. And then when you begin to do the research and you're going like, wait a second, and you start to listen to these people who instituted this crisis, just listen to their own words. It's out there. You can see it. And then they tell you exactly why this is happening and what they plan on doing with it. And that's the crowd who's behind the statement that you're hearing everywhere now, the Great Reset. This is coming from the World Economic Forum. And they admitted back in 2018 what they were going to do when a virus was unleashed. And this is their opportunity to unleash what they call a Great Reset. And they're basically going to reset the planet.
Yes.
Not just economically, but it's going to become an excuse to usher in a global one-world government. Certainly, again, monitor every transaction, a Mark of the Beast type system. They even are talking about merging the biological world with the digital world, i.e. connecting us to it. And then, of course, with a one-world religion aspect. And so this is their words, not mine. And they're all in on this. They're not planning on backing down. This is it. This is their moment. On the other hand, we shouldn't be surprised at that if you go back and study the scripture. The scripture warned us about this 2,000 years ago. They can call it the Great Reset, but really all it is the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. You look about the rise of a one-world government, you can go back to the League of Nations after World War I, and that was a good experiment, but that obviously didn't get them as far along as they wanted. And then you could research their own writings. They've been planning this for a long time. Now, again, it shouldn't be a surprise if you know the Bible. The Bible has been warning us about this for 2,000 years. But League of Nations, then what came next after that? Well, then it goes to the next step after World War II, and that's the United Nations. I had the privilege of actually filming inside of the United Nations, including their meditation room. We had to be quick about that. It's bad enough on the outside of the United Nations in New York, but it's on the inside. They don't hide what they're up to at all. It's everywhere. Their murals, their sayings, it's all about one world religion, one world government. Boy, we're going to create utopia. That's what they're all about. So then it went from League of Nations to the United Nations. And then, think about it. The Bible tells us the big picture. Okay, it's not just a one-world government. It's going to be a one-world economy that leads to a mark of the beast type system and a one-world religion. So then they started working on the economies. So what do we have already in place now? It took them a while to get there. We have a World Bank. Not a bank, a what bank? A World Bank, right? We have a World Trade Organization. They're the ones that's determining the trade. All these world organizations, you've got the International Monetary Fund, right, that determines the monetary funding for organizations internationally on a global basis. So they got all that set up. So the machinery has been put into place on a global basis for decades. But there's one missing thing. It's like, okay, now how do I connect the individual countries to it? Well, as Jan said, it's the old axiom and methodology they've been using for years. If you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And their goal is on a global basis, so I have to have a global crisis in order to provide the solution. But it's been in the books for a long time.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. We carry lots of his products. I'll say more about that along the way here. And by the way, folks, that was a clip from the evening we did with Pastor Crone mid-October here in Minneapolis. Again, olivetreeviews.org, and go to video, or markhenryministries.com. You can get the whole 2 hours of conversation. Pastor Crone, the slogan, "We will own nothing and be happy," that's a little bit strange because I think that system is going to want to own everything, and they've already said that. You will own nothing and you'll be happy. Hard to comprehend that. Perhaps only that would be possible under an antichrist reign, and maybe folks will be under satanic delusion at that, strong delusion at that time. That would be during the tribulation.
A couple different things. One, as strange as it sounds to you and I, Jan, and probably to the bulk of the audience listening, that's not a bad idea for, dare I say, not to pick on that group again, but the millennials on down.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials on down, Jan, not only are the third generation removed from a Judeo-Christian ethic, right? Even if they attend a, quote, church service, their whole life has been these so-called church services that don't teach the Bible,
sure,
certainly not Bible prophecy. So they have no basis to compare this to, and they've been their whole lives in an educational system that no longer it
right.
used to pray and had the Bible and the Ten Commandments in school. Those are all gone. All they've ever known is growing up in an environment, church environment, that is pro-globalism. And with this entitlement mentality, the government owes me. You need to be the one who pays for my schooling. You need to be the one who gives me a phone. And so that generation, here comes these guys saying, hey, we'll just put you in this little tiny house, but don't worry, it's going to help save the planet. We'll give you a guaranteed income, and you'll have to rent everything from us,
mm-hmm.
and you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy because we'll take care of you. As crazy as that sounds, Jan, there's a whole generation behind us, on down, who thinks this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
One of the tricks they're going to implement eventually, and you talk about it, and that's this universal basic income. Okay, well, if everybody's got a guaranteed income, I want to play a clip explaining this here, then I guess it'd be easier to settle the masses down if, in fact, the world government is giving everybody a basic income.
Universal basic income is pretty much what the name suggests, an income for everyone in the form of a cash transfer, no strings attached. Finland is among a handful of countries experimenting with universal basic income as a way to address unemployment in the country. A key feature of the universal basic income is that you can spend the money however you like. The idea of handing out cash to every citizen isn't new. Philosopher Thomas Paine proposed the idea of payments to every person all the way back in 1797. Martin Luther King Jr. fought for a guaranteed income in the 1960s, and even free market champion Milton Friedman endorsed the negative income tax, similar to basic income, as a way to reduce welfare costs and bureaucracy. But lately, tech titans in Silicon Valley, like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, are some of the biggest advocates of the idea. Other advocates say a basic income would alleviate poverty and help address growing income inequality across the developed world. The idea has support across the political spectrum, from libertarians who say it would simplify the existing social welfare state, to socialists who want to redistribute wealth toward the lower and middle class. Finland isn't the only country experimenting with universal basic income. Other trials are underway in the Netherlands, Kenya, Canada, and the United States.
Billy Crone, do you think that could happen before the tribulation?
I think we're already seeing signs of it, Jan. I think this is part of what they used as the dangling carrot, even here in the United States of America, to get even more people to not resist the Great Reset. Unfortunately, not just the millennials on downs we just talked about, but even other people higher up in generations, we've become very materialistic. We're more concerned about the economy than eternity, even as Christians, unfortunately. We're more concerned about free money than freedom. And what did they do right after they released the COVID thing and did the lockdown and started taking freedoms away? What was the first thing? But don't worry, we're going to give you free money. And a lot of people are saying that this is just a precursor to get even those of us who would consider ourselves patriotic Americans and we're lovers of freedom, but they pacified us into inactivity by giving us these stimulus checks and then another stimulus check and then another stimulus check. And they're basically paying us to be silent. Unfortunately, it's worked all too well. And again, not just paying us to be silent, but it's a precursor to their ultimate goal. We're just going to not do this once in a while to give a boost, so-called, to the economy and pacify people who are materialistic and more concerned about that than freedom. We're going to do this full-time. And that's the idea with a universal basic income. And here's the scary thing, Jen. It isn't just that they're going to do a universal basic income. They freely admit, and again, we learned this with the stimulus checks. Boy, not everybody got those checks right away. Boy, there was a big delay. Some people are still waiting for their stimulus checks because they're mailing them out. It's taking too long. You know how they're going to fix it? If everybody would just get microchipped, Jan, and then we could do instant deposits into your microchip, and you could use that wherever you go. That's their goal.
Let me just play on that for a moment, because the Mark of the Beast system is being formed. I believe it's somehow tied to the whole COVID vaccine mandate. Obviously, it's not the Mark of the Beast because we don't have a beast. We don't have an Antichrist. So, folks, the vaccines aren't the mark. They may be leading to that eventually, but they're not the mark because we got to have an Antichrist. You got to have a beast. But the mindset is there, Billy Crone, and it's being developed around the world. Big pharma knows best. Big government knows best. At all costs, I want to stay well, so I must toe the line. And that is Mark of the Beast thinking that somebody knows better than I know. Somebody is going to take care of me better than I can take care of me. And most of all, I want to be well. Who doesn't want to be well?
Exactly. It's all propaganda. These guys have already got this all planned out, and we're just being corralled. That's the blessing of having God's word, is we don't have to get lost in it. We know exactly where this is headed if you read the Bible. The Bible is the only book on the planet that tells you exactly where this is headed. So that's what we need to take comfort in, and frankly, that's what we need to educate other people in, that this is not by chance that these guys are doing this, and here's where it's headed. If anything, this becomes a great opportunity for us as Christians to witness to the people around us who are not Christians, but who are going through this as well.
The problem is, and I've heard you say this, you and I are in unison here too, and that is the churches, a lot of them, not all of them, the churches are helping to maintain the dilemma here by keeping their mouths closed about what you and I are talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And not just keeping their mouths closed. They're going along with it, Jan. I'll just speak with what we're dealing with here in Las Vegas.
Yes.
We as a church, we're getting a massive influx of people here in Las Vegas, not to mention our online community. And I'm not saying that by way of boasting. I'm just saying this is what we're dealing with because we are teaching the whole counsel of God, which includes prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And while the world is on fire, we're given answers. There's churches, Jan, still to this day in Las Vegas that still have the doors closed.
Really?
I'm not joking. And I hear this from new people that are showing up every single week here at our church, and they're telling me what they're leaving in Las Vegas. Some of the churches they're leaving, they're not closed. Get this, Jim. You still, to this day, have to make an appointment to attend services there. You still have to do the mask. You still have to do the social distancing. And they don't even offer any kind of pastoral counsel. You're just on your own. And they say, we can't do this anymore. Or it's even worse. Now we have churches here in Vegas that are actually saying, hey, come on over here and get the shot. It's like, what? But that's the status of the church today, by and large, at least what we're experiencing here. But here's another good benefit. Not only should this be an easy time for us to witness as Christians, right? Because even the lost person realizes, hey, something's wrong here. And we could tell them, yeah, you're right. It's the Antichrist kingdom coming. You don't want to be a part of it. Here's the good news. You can escape it through Jesus. But the other thing too, Jan, this is doing, is this is strengthening the real church. Because you're finding out real fast who's not only going to stand on biblical principles through all this, but who's going to stand for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which is based on biblical principles. That's why we can support it. And there is a dividing going on right now, at least for those who are speaking God's truth and speaking out against this Antichrist kingdom, Great Reset, whatever you want to call it. Then those churches, and it isn't just us, every pastor who's worth his salt, who's doing the same thing, Jan, even out of state, I'm telling you, 100% of them, they're saying the same thing. We are growing like gangbusters. Okay. Because people are looking for a body of Christ who teaches the whole of Scripture and who will help us to get equipped and to know what to do in these times. And there's a mass exodus yep. of these fake churches.
I hear that from my other guests who have had on the program, including Brandon Holthaus, Jack Hibbs, and others. And you said something that triggered a thought in me, and that is even the secular world is saying, what on earth is going on? Things are absolutely upside down. I'm going to play a clip if I get the opportunity in part two of my programming. Why is Bill Gates buying up all the farmland? What is behind that? That's part of the global agenda. So I want to talk about it. And by the way, we are carrying Pastor Billy Crone's newest DVD set, and that is Subliminal Seduction, How the Mass Media Mesmerizes the Minds of the Masses. It's in my online store, olivetreeviews.org. You can call my office. You can get on our newsletter lists for the, I believe it's about 14 teachings in the set. And again, that's Subliminal Seduction, How the Mass Media Mesmerizes the Minds of the Masses. I've seen half of it and very, very intrigued by it. When I come back, I want to pick up on a couple of the issues I raised here just a moment ago. Did you ever think you would see the unbelieving world asking what on earth is happening? Well, they are. Because things are just plain upside down society. Up is down, black is white, good is evil. I'm back in a minute or two. Don't go away.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In an age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio. As another year is winding down, we just want to thank you for your strong support of this radio outreach. Now in its 21st year, we began our syndication in 2004 and are now airing on almost 900 radio stations across North America and around the world electronically. Every day we hear from new listeners and new followers of this ministry. They write or call about their renewed zeal to spread the gospel in light of the fact that Jesus Christ could return to call his church home, perhaps today. We are in challenging times and troubling times, but the Bible outlined all the things to come for last days believers. We hope you will take advantage of all this ministry offers, from our cutting-edge products, newsletters, radio programs, live streaming conferences, daily headlines, and other articles. We are committed to helping you better understand the times, be watchmen on the wall, and remain hopeful as we await his return.
We are the ones right now that are stopping the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. So we need to continue to do that, but be rest assured, one day, before all this that we're seeing, the Great Reset, gets set into place, we're out of here. And Jan, last time I checked, when the rapture happens, where are we going? We're going to heaven, a place beyond our wildest dreams.
We know you can always be by a radio, so catch Understanding the Times Radio at your convenience online. Watch the video version of the program or listen to the audio at olivetreeviews.org. Then to complete archives, on YouTube, on Rumble, on LightSource, and on his channel, Christian TV. Now, here's the conclusion of today's programming.
Bill Gates has been snatching up 242,000 acres of farmland across the U.S., enough to make him the top private farmland owner in America. According to the Land Report, the tech billionaire has been purchasing agricultural land for years, building a massive portfolio of farmland in 18 states. His largest holdings are more than 69,000 acres in Louisiana, almost 48,000 acres in Arkansas, and about 20,500 acres in Nebraska. Additionally, he has a stake in 25,750 acres of traditional land in Phoenix, Arizona, which is being developed as a new suburb. It's not clear how Gates' farmland is being used or whether any of the land is being set aside for conservation. This is not Gates' only foray into agriculture. In 2008, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced $306 million in grants to promote high-yield, sustainable agriculture among farmers in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. The foundation also invested in the development of super crops resistant to climate change and higher-yield dairy cows.
Welcome back. That is a mystery indeed, I think, and we're going to talk about it here in just a minute. I'm spending the hour with Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, getalifemedia.com, to find his stunning products. We carry a number of his products. We carry the DVD set, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, The AI Invasion. We carry his DVD set, Hybrid Super Soldiers and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. Again, that's a set. We carry the set, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, Modern Technology. And then Tribulation Rising, The Jewish People and the Antichrist DVD set. And then the item I mentioned before the break. I'll say more about that as we leave the programming here. Pastor Crone, I played that little tease intentionally because it's so intriguing that one of the richest men in the world is literally buying up at least farmland in the U.S. What do you think is behind that?
It's all about control. If you're going to have a hobby, why not collect cars like other billionaire elites do or something? But why would you go buy up not just land, but specifically farmland? Well, again, he who controls the food supply has a huge control over people. And that's not a conspiracy theory, Jim. We've dealt with this in some of our other studies dealing with global governance. Let me just quote to you. This is Duane Andreas. Now, he's the former chairman of ADM, that's Archer Daniels.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that the global food supply is already in the hands of just a few entities. What he said, this is Duane Andreas, he said, listen to this. The food business is far and away the most important business in the world. Everything else is a luxury. Food is what you need to sustain everyday life. Food is fuel. You can't run a tractor without fuel, and you can't run a human being without it either. Food is the absolute beginning. And you're going, beginning of what? He goes on. Those who control the global food system have the ultimate in economic power. In other words, you don't want to just control the economies and have that as leverage over people, which they're already doing. You not only want to control the medical industry, which is when people are the most vulnerable. You got a broken bone or you need surgery, well, you better take this chip or bow a knee. So that's the other aspect going on. But it's also food. You need to have food to live. And that's what they say, that you control the food supply. It's another element to control the world. And you look at Bill Gates' behavior. That certainly is what he's been doing in the medical community. I mean, who is he? He's not even a doctor.
That's right.
Why are you out there with your billions of dollars for years?
Yep.
And the COVID bandwagon that he's on with the other Great Reset folks, this isn't the first vaccine rodeo with Bill Gates. He's been doing this for years,
right.
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And by the way, they're being sued repeatedly by other foreign countries because their vaccines are killing more people than helping them. This is out there in print. So now you not only want to control the medical industry, which, by the way, they're making billions of dollars off of, but now you want to control the food. Well, why? Because it's another plank in getting people to bow a knee to this global system these global elites are building. It's no make-believe. And we've been conditioned for somebody to control our food supply, Jan, even here in America. This goes back to the Obama administration. Michelle Obama was big on get rid of salmonella and healthy food for people. And in his administration, they began to launch all kinds of food restrictions, the Food Safety Modernization Act and things of that nature. Even here in America, they've gotten us used to allowing the government to dictate what we can and cannot eat. You got the fat tax, you got the soda tax, you got the Twinkie tax. You're going to get penalized if you don't eat what they tell you what to eat and get used to somebody telling you and dictating your food supply. We have right now, and this is the plank of the Great Reset. You shouldn't be eating meat. You're going to eat less meat. Why?
That's right.
Because these guys, our ultimate goal is not just economic. I'm telling you, as I said before, it's every aspect of your life will be micromanaged.
Okay, Billy Crone, there was a time not all that long ago where what you and I are talking about now was seen as a total nonsensical conspiracy theory. I want to play one more clip, and I'm going back to the evening with you back at Pastor Mark Henry's church about a month ago. I want to play this very short clip because what we're talking about is not conspiracy. It is reality, and it is dictating almost everything we're doing. Yes, it's a very dark reality. In some cases, it can be, if you're living in Australia, and I want to visit that in a little bit here, it can be just downright terrifying, to be honest.
Churches, I believe, are right on the edge with the government coming out and saying, hey, you know what? You can't have church services unless everyone's vaccinated. And you're going to be responsible for monitoring that, or we're going to penalize you if you don't. Yeah. And we're very close to that. So when we talk about overreach, it's all of these different elements.
Really, if you think about it, overreach, what is that? Overreach is basically the verb of a tyranny rising in action. And if you're headed towards a tyrannical government, then that's exactly what you can expect. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what these guys say we are going to institute. Yeah. And we're going to dictate through this crisis everything you do. And I mean everything. Yes, the buying and selling aspect, but it's where you get to live, how you get to live, what you get to eat, everything. And they believe as elites, by definition, they're billionaires and they know better than us, and that's their job as the elite. They're going to tell the rest of us, they're going to create in their image a utopia that they feel that the rest of us would appreciate, at least those of us that get to still be alive at that point. And it sounds crazy, and again, it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but again, I encourage you, go listen to their words themselves. They used to hide behind code words, right? But not anymore. Remember the phrase that they used to have even a couple decades ago to describe what the Bible said would come, a one-world government? Remember what the code word was? New World Order. Have you been watching the news lately? Back down to Australia?
Yes, New World Order.
What are they now openly saying? Mm-hmm. New World, well, you're not a conspiracy theorist anymore, are you? They're now admitting it. And basically this whole idea of the Great Reset, what's the Great Reset? I call it the rise of the Antichrist Kingdom. That's all it is. You can hide behind words all you want, but these people are getting so bold, they're not even hiding anymore. And I think that the mask issue and the vaccine issue is, frankly, just the very tip of the iceberg of what these guys are planning. And if you want to find out, again, go check out their words. But I think the reason why they're not backing down and they're escalating is because I think that they realize that they're further along than maybe even what they realize. If I was an elitist and I wanted to destroy America, and if I wanted to usher in global sovereignty over all nations, then I'd want to test the waters a little bit. And you would think here in the United States of America, when a tyrannical order was given that you can't open up your church, you can't do this, or you can't go in that restaurant, that as Americans, that we, of all countries, that we would rise up and say, oh, no, you don't. We have the First Amendment, the right of not just religion and press, but the right to assemble. And then we would rise up. What was the response? Comply, comply, comply. So if I was an elitist, I'd go, whoa, the brainwashing procedure through the media, the educational system, all the things that they've had in the works for decades is working great. And this is the time to strike. And I think that's why they're not backing down.
That entire presentation, again, olivetreeviews.org, and go to video. It's Understanding the Times event that was held mid-October. It's posted on our website. It's posted at markhenryministries.com on the various YouTube channels. It's actually stayed up there. It's amazing. Pastor Billy Crone, going back to that conversation that we had with you, and again, we're still labeled conspiracy theorists, even though this is all reality, blatant reality, reality that's coming at us like a freight train. But we're still mocked for talking the truth here about all of this. And we got tinfoil hats on. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a proud member of the tinfoil hat brigade.
Join the club, Jan. You know what's sad? I expect the lost to mock and scoff, which, by the way, 2 Peter 3 tells us that's a sign that you live in the last days, the scoffing society. But what's really surprising is the Christian community, that they laugh and mock and scoff, that they're the ones going along with this agenda as well, and they look at us like we're the weirdos. And where are we getting our information? Why do we know what this really is? It's because we read the Bible, all of it, including Bible prophecy. But there's another thing that's going on, Jan, and this is why we produced our latest documentary called Subliminal Seduction.
Yes.
How the mass media mesmerizes the minds of the masses. And we expose in that documentary, Jan, and maybe a lot of Christians are experiencing this dynamic. It's like, man, I'm trying to talk to people, even fellow church members, about what went on in the last election cycle. And it's like I'm talking to a brick wall. I'm trying to share with my family or even my coworkers, man, what these guys are doing with this pandemic and the Great Reset, but they're looking at me like I'm
yes.
from planet Mars. Or a third element, man, I'm trying to witness these people, telling them that, man, this is the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. The rapture is imminent. You don't want to be in the seven-year tribulation. Take the way out through Jesus. And all they do is laugh at me. Jan, the reason why, and this is what we exposed in this documentary, is all forms of media, newspaper, television, social media, the movies, the music industry, the educational system, books, you name it. Jan, they've all been bought up by a handful
yep.
of billionaires.
You're right.
And there's no conspiracy. We demonstrate it. They are literally not just dictating the narrative, but this whole cancel culture, if you go and say anything against the narrative, they shut you off. And then most people don't realize, again, do an experiment. What you search for online is not a true, honest search. They are preventing you from seeing what they don't want you to see. And we just call it for what it is. When you dictate the narrative through the media, through the educational system, the entertainment industry, the news industry, when you dictate that on a global basis, that's called brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jan, this is why, back to that dynamic, this is why the non-Christian, the Christian, your family member, they're looking at you like you're from
sure.
planet Mars.
Sure.
Because these people, with all due respect, they've been brainwashed. This is really going on. This is way worse than anything than George Orwell could have ever came up with in this book, 1984. But this is really going on. All forms of media. And again, go back to the scripture. It says there, the god of this world, little g, Satan, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. And in these last days, he's using the power of mass media to get the job done.
And you can get that set, olivetreeviews.org. You can go to our online store or give my office a call, or you can find it at getalifemedia.com as well. And I've seen half of Pastor Crone. Is it 14 messages I think you have in there?
Yes.
Yeah, and I've seen at least 5 to 6 of them. Fascinating. I want to go down one more path here before time gets away from us, because we have been talking about overreach, and there's no country, in this case a continent, where they're overreaching more. Let me just read 3 paragraphs about what's happening in Australia. And yes, I talked about this a month ago with Leo Homan. For some reason, the globalists have targeted Australia as ground zero for an experiment. In the article on Prophecy Newswatch, again, just a couple of paragraphs, multiple reports out of Australia over the past days have confirmed that state and territory governments are threatening to seize the homes and bank accounts of citizens over unpaid COVID violation fines. This, as much of the country's population are now living under vaccine mandates linked to employment, take the jab or face termination, many Aussies are being told. For example, a new report in the Daily Mail has reviewed fresh government data compiled by Queensland Health Authority. It found that Queenslanders who received fines for breaking COVID-19 rules risk having their homes seized and bank accounts frozen in a government crackdown to collect $5.2 million in repayments. Last paragraph. So effectively, large swaths of Australia are seeing the government now exercising total control over their lives, taking away everything from citizens who apparently still have no recourse, private citizens' money, property, and even ability to freely transport their own vehicles are under threat. Since the start of the pandemic, Australia, as well as New Zealand, has been at the global forefront of absolute COVID nuttiness. Whether it's authorities arresting people at public parks for not wearing masks, or police showing up at doorsteps to question residents on their anti-lockdown stance, or forcing perfectly healthy people into weeks of hotel quarantine at that individual's expense. Billy Crone, not quite sure why this is ground zero. And again, talked about it a month ago, folks. It's worth revisiting, because This is Big Brother, absolute epicenter of it. What are your thoughts?
I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but if I were to take a stab at it, I would say that on the one aspect, this is not too surprising. This is a step-by-step approach, Jan, working out the bugs and the kinks, if you will, with Australia, which is a westernized
yes.
nation. The reason why I would say they would start with Australia, and dare I say even Canada, on what's going on up there, is because you need to do that with a smaller westernized nation first before you attack the big one, and that's us, the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, that's true, that would be my guess. This makes sense, and this is why they're using that as an experiment. And again, why Australia, westernized nation? Well, think about it, Jen. The bulk of the other nations around the planet, they're already all in with their leadership, including communist nations. So who's the last vestige that would resist this great reset? It's going to be westernized nations that still have an element of national sovereignty, dare I say patriotic, we're our own country, and you don't tell us what to do.
Well, Judeo-Christian society as well.
Exactly, which is what our founding fathers built our country upon, and other westernized nations as well. And it's very clear that our freedoms come from our creator, not from the government. And that's a biblical concept. But the United States, we're what's called the big kahuna. We're the big one that they're going to have to figure out how to break the back of America to go along and give up national sovereignty. Again, you got to work your way up to that.
Sure. So this is a process, you're saying. They're starting in a venue that's a little more manageable, would be the continent of Australia, and then they're going to probably skip around a little bit. But ultimately, the goal is let's do this to America.
Oh, exactly. You know, I've preached both in Canada and Australia. And having been there personally, I will tell you that you would think that a lot more people would resist. And I know there is some resistance down there from some of the reports. But the big question is, where's the church in all this?
Okay.
Well, the church in Australia, Jan, everybody's just trying to be the latest cookie-cutter, happy-chappy church down there. When I went down there and I spoke, I had the pastor, and he said, I kid you not, he said this the first night of the conference, you guys might be wondering why I had a couple Americans come all the way down here to teach us Bible prophecy. And listen to what he said. He said, I tried. There is nobody here in Australia. That's why. He said, believe you me, it would have been a whole lot cheaper.
Yes.
But that tells you the status of the church down in Australia. Again, with Australia, not only is it a westernized nation, it's a good precursor to work out some bugs before you hit the big one, us here in the United States. It also has a church that I would say is further along in the apostasy.
Okay.
Now, we're dealing with that here in America, but what do you still see here in America, though, by and large? You're still seeing some resistance, more, I would say, than Australia. And part of that is Christians resisting. So again, they pick a smaller country to work out the bugs first, but Jan, you know it's going to come here.
Yeah, and you and I have debated what's the time frame for that. We certainly don't know. No way of knowing. Could be fairly soon.
Yeah, exactly. But again, it's not a time to be fearful.
And I think that's a good lead-in here, a segue, because I do think we need to encourage folks. Again, as with Pastor Holthouse last weekend, we talked about some of these same issues. This really is part two of a two-part series on the Great Reset. Because it is a staggering movement that's been planned for at least 50 years. It probably goes back 200 years and maybe even beyond that. But in an organized effort, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, he began, I believe he put it all together in about 1971. That's exactly 50 years. So he has been developing it and perfecting it and meeting with his Davos gathering once a year, twice a year. And I believe they're meeting again in early 2022, and I believe they're going to put the final touches on the reset. That's why I think it's important that at least I've been trying to get my audience ready for it, at least to understand it. How much of it we see, we do not know. I believe, as does Billy Crone, we believe this is the Antichrist kingdom, and we know that the church is absent, completely absent from the Antichrist kingdom. Let's encourage folks, Billy Crone.
I think we need to remind ourselves that this whole Great Reset, do you really think this has caught God off guard?
No.
Of course not. In fact, it not only has not caught him off guard, he's been warning us about this for 2,000 years. In fact, talk about specifics, not just the rise of a one-world government we talked about, a one-world economy we talked about, one-world religion, a mark of the beast system, but even back to, we were talking about Bill Gates and the buying up farmland, they're wanting to control the food supply. Jan, the Bible talks about that. In the seven-year tribulation, the first half, Revelation 6, says there's going to be a global food distribution program.
That's right.
Right? Where a quart of wheat for a day's wages, 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages, and notice it's wheat and barley. There's no meat products mentioned. And what do these guys want? They want to control, yes, even the food supply, what you eat, including, hey, let's get rid of meat. It sounds crazy, but it's right there in the Bible. So how do we translate that? Well, listen, if God knew about it and he warned about us, then don't you think he's got a plan for us? Of course he does. And that's what he's promised us. Matthew chapter 6, he says, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. You just seek first his kingdom, his righteousness. He'll take care of you. And Psalm chapter 2, man, I love to say this all the time, Jan, especially when you're seeing the rise of this global governance, reset people, antichrist kingdom. Read it and go to sleep. And it says there, why do the nations conspire?
Yeah.
And the peoples plot in vain. The kings of the earth, including these great reset people, take their stand. And the rulers, you know, the Bill Gates and Rockefellers and people, gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. And here's what they say. Let us break their chains and throw off their fetters. And here's God's response. Quote, the one enthroned in heaven laughs. And the Lord scoffs at them, and he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. And then he warns them, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. And so listen, if God's laughing about these guys, thinking that they're going to establish their utopia, now, they're going to have their day in the sun, if you will, but that day in the sun is called the seven-year tribulation.
Yeah, that's right.
But God says, listen, his church, his bride, you're not going to be there. That's why it's called the blessed hope, right? We are saved from God's wrath. The scripture is very clear, Romans chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians 5, before and after the rapture passage, says that we are saved from, rescued from, and not appointed unto God's wrath. And all these people are doing, Jim, who are resisting God, and his plan, and his son Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 2 tells us they are just simply storing up the wrath of God. And for us as the church, all this is just a sign that the rise of the Antichrist kingdom is very close, which means we're out of here prior to that. Mm-hmm. The scripture is very clear. We are not appointed unto that time of when God's going to pour out his wrath on these people trying to usurp his authority and his son's coming kingdom. And so we need to take hope in that. But again, all of this is just a reminder, Jen, in a nutshell. I challenge people this all the time. When you hear the name Klaus Schwab or the Great Reset, you hear about Bill Gates buying up farmland, when you hear people about these draconian measures, even the United States of America, translate it for what it is. Oh, thank you, God, for this wonderful reminder that the rapture is getting close. Mm-hmm. Because this is all going to culminate in the seven-year tribulation with the rise of the Antichrist, and God tells us what we're supposed to do in the meantime. Not just seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us, as Christians, what we should be doing. And we're supposed to be restraining. And that's what the scripture says in that passage dealing with the Antichrist. And Paul says this, and now you know what is holding him back or restraining him, the Antichrist, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And that's the church, Jan. So God tells us we're not to live in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, the power, love, and a sound mind. You just get busy doing what he's called to do. Get the gospel out. We're on a giant rescue mission, and he will take care of you. Use wisdom. Use discretion. But I believe that God will take care of his bride. That's his promise, not mine. And he tells us what we're supposed to do. When you see this rise of the Great Reset, when you see these draconian measures, like what they're already doing in Australia and is probably going to come here to America if we're still here, then what do? You don't freak out and run to the hills. You don't check out. You don't go AWOL. You don't live in your house and huddle in fear. You restrain. That's the identity that we're supposed to. We restrain. And we stand up for our, number one, biblical freedom. And again, our constitutional freedom, which is based on biblical principles, which is why we can support it. And we restrain against this until what? He comes and gets us and takes us out. We are the ones right now that are stopping the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. So we need to continue to do that, but be rest assured, one day, before all this that we're seeing, the Great Reset, gets set into place, we're out of here. And Jan, last time I checked, when the rapture happens, where are we going? We're going to heaven, a place beyond our wildest dreams. We come back with Jesus, Revelation 19. We get to be a part of the millennial kingdom, where he's going to renovate the planet to Garden of Eden-like conditions. We get to rule and reign with him. There's going to be peace with nature. And Satan's going to be bound that whole time. It's going to be incredible. And then even after that, we have the new heavens and the new earth, what's called theologically the state of eternity.
Eternity.
No more death, no more crying, no more mourning, no more pain. That all happens at the rapture. And all that we're seeing, as you say all the time, Jan, yes, it looks like it's falling apart. But if you know the scripture, it's really falling into place.
Folks, you want to be a part of this. Bible says in Romans 10, all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. You need to do that today if you haven't done that. Just call upon his name. Confess the sins that you've been perpetrating for a lifetime. Turn your life around. Give it to the Lord Jesus. You will become that all-new creature, and you will be participating in what Pastor Crone has just outlined. I mean, it's a glorious future. If you want to reject all that, I'll tell you, the future you have is so bleak, there are no words to describe it. Literally, no words to describe it. I think it might be appropriate if I go out with my little saying. I don't use it every week. I just use it when I feel it's appropriate. I'm going to do that today. Pastor Crone, thank you for giving up an hour with me today. Again, we carry his product. Find all the products in my online store or getalifemedia.com. When the time was right, the sea parted, the walls fell down, the lions went hungry, the sun stood still. The waves were calm, the stone was rolled away, the clouds were parted, the Lord ascended. And when the time is right, the King of Kings, he will return. God is never early and he's never late. He's always right on time. His plan for you is good. I hope you'll recognize that whatever you're going through, his ultimate plan for you is not just good, it's perfect. I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again next week. Bowing before you,
blessing your name. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. It's a privilege and a challenge to be born for such a time as this. Just remember that we have a front row seat to the last act as we watch everything fall into place.